You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret and hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical-grade materials, these patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start. This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first-time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to akalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's akalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover-free life.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog.
Today's topics?
Loosely speaking.
Colostrum. Tour body. A house I'll become.
The fact that this is not an actual, that we are not sponsored by Lima. I'm Limaing at the moment.
Wait,
this is like American Idol drinking Coca-Cola. Yeah, go get yours. This is insane. American Idol drinking Coca-Cola, and Coke was paying for that. Make no mistake. I'm just laughing, imagining if I thought people were ignorant to the fact that Coke was paying for that.
Ow, 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 ow. Okay, hello?
She's injured.
Sorry, okay, we're
I
here.
I was just laughing with myself and any eavesdroppers that this is like an American Idol where the judges have the cups of Coke, you know?
I don't know. I've never seen a single
just Coca-Cola. You'd love it, honestly.
I'm sure.
You'd love it. Watching them audition and the whole thing and someone comes in and it's like, how are they going to be?
I always got spooked by like when they have like the crazy person audition.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And everyone, it's so fake.
Like they're the like, producers.
It feels weird.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, anyway, wait. My marionette lines have gotten out of control. Look at the marionette lines.
I can't.
Look at
the marionette lines. You're low res, Kate.
Fuck.
I blame your internet connection. What have you done? Did you writhe and dance your way across the router?
Something has been weird with my internet for months and I just choose to ignore it.
Well, who wants to make that a day? All right, let's launch in because there's a lot to say. There's a lot to say.
I have a lot to say too.
We are Limaing and no one's paying.
We're Limaing. Well, they paid, meaning they sent us the Limas and I fell off. Yesterday, I was feeling like, wait, I was like, my face is, something's happening. So I was like, you need to zip. So yesterday I did a zip.
Wow.
I've been doing the Dennis Gross light mask quite religiously.
I did it last night and I smashed my toe because I tried to live my life while wearing it.
Oh, no, no. I just lay on my back.
Yeah. It's interesting.
I don't strap it on. I use it as a 3-minute meditation.
Well, I strapped it on and was like, I guess because it has eye holes in my mind, that means You're supposed to live your life with it, but it's actually just because they're trying not to blast the eyeballs. Although I wouldn't mind a little red light right in the eyeball.
Right through the eyes.
Which is supposed to be good. Go on. Speak of your devices. Speak of what's happening. There's a lot to say.
Okay. So, well, first of all, I'm having, this is when an ad works. Mm-hmm. Well, by the way, the ads always work as we know. But yeah. I woke up looking at Instagram, of course, because I've relapsed, mm-hmm. as we all know. I was served a Saqqara ad of the metabolism chocolate powder. And there was a woman making it.
You have it.
Well, let me finish. I look at the ad. I look at the ad. I see a woman blending it into her coffee. I go, fuck. And I go, Kate, you have it.
Oh.
I run to the kitchen, nude, as usual. Find the sachets. Blended. Here's what I did. I blended the Saqqara metabolism powder into
walnut milk.
No, honey, into my... No, although I had been making my own walnut milk.
Okay.
No, into my Elmhurst cashew milk. And then I poured that into my coffee.
Whoa.
Wow. Really nice.
Was
really
it
nice.
Good?
Yeah, it was good. It's very strong cacao because it's not sweetened. It's like barely, there's 1 gram of sugar in the powder, in the sachet. So it's like, it's not a sweet thing.
No, I've been brutalized by that powder before. Like
really?
I like put it a little too eagerly into something.
It was
thinking
a treat.
Like,
it's not a treat.
It was just going to be a nothing.
I like cacao though. Wait. I mean, what?
Okay. You know what happened to me? This is where you're so deep into the thing. So I'm sitting there on Instagram. I don't say like I relapsed because I haven't pretended to, you know, whatever. I say an ad for the colostrum and they show a photo that is just like, okay, here's a hag on the left.
Yeah. And here's a gorgeous
goddess on the right.
Yeah.
Same woman, only difference colostrum.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm in. Okay. I'm like, I need to order this. And then I'm like, something about this feels familiar. Go to the kitchen. There it is. No, I don't know if they sent it.
Wait, what was
or
it?
Or if I ordered it before. It's called like Armra. I may have just been served it.
Yeah. And bought.
And bought it. And then I wanted served to say, it again.
Well, there's been a lot in my house. So I was experiencing stomach pain, bloating, discomfort, texting Jacqueline, something's wrong. Like I was like, jeans were like,
I almost want
like
to
my jeans were, okay, we've all been through this, right? Your jeans, you washed them and then they're so tight, which is a detail, Jack, I didn't share with you. My jeans have been washed.
You're an asshole.
So they were really tight.
You're a fool.
No, but they were really tight.
You thought you'd gained?
Well, I was like, whoa. And they were really tight. It was making me upset. I was like, well, this is what happens. You have to break them back in. You have to wash your jeans. Okay. And so, but I was having some stomach issues. I was like, or like, by the way, when you say, stomach issues, here's what people think. Diarrhea, shitting. Okay. And I just want to say, that's not what it is. Mm. When I say stomach issues, it's like, anyway. And so I bought out of pocket, this has been served to me on Instagram and such, Array, A-R-R-A-E, bloat pills, like digestive,
interesting,
whatever the fuck, you're supposed to take after you eat. And so I'm experimenting with that. I purchased that at Erewhon. We're looking at $40. We'll see. And then
America's
I told you-
fight with bloat.
I know. And then I told you already I bought the Agent Nature collagen. Or I was playing with buying it.
I'm almost tempted. Almost tempted to just do a dramatic read of our text because
sure, do it.
I know there might be stuff that we need cut after. Let's just go for it anyway. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, this is pretty good. A couple things. Wait.
I sent you a photo of my ass.
Oh yeah, that feels like weeks ago.
I send you nudes all the time.
I was pouring through the airport and a man caught it. Okay.
Yeah.
No, but I just see this thing. Well, I have two things to say. Remind me. Well, actually, the text thread will keep me on chain. Okay. I just want to say, can I just tell you about ordering food at the hotel really quick?
Please. And then we'll come back to this. That's what Poog is for.
So, because I see in here, there's this text exchange. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. First of all, I played Poog brazenly in the Uber. Frankly,
I can't believe
the driver
that.
Loved it.
Oh my God, I love it.
Okay, my headphones died. I needed to check the quality of the app and he was loving it.
Well, Jacqueline.
Audibly laughing.
See, this is what I'm talking about. I will never forget. I know I told you this. Sorry to interrupt, but when I was doing a workshop in LA, at my show, I see like four like young kind of bros, like skatery, like they're like 21, 22, no. Like straight guys. Like, and I was like,
oh my God.
Whoa. And then one of them after was like, I love, he was like, I love Poog.
No.
He was like, you get me through my Grubhub deliveries. Like,
what?
I love it. And this is like a 22-year-old, like, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I almost fell to my knees and wept. No, it was so beautiful.
This is when America
saved. I was like, this is when I could not believe it. To think, and if he's listening now, you have no idea what that did for me.
No, what this is doing you. For me. I mean, I don't, you know, there is, please know that if you are the targeted classique, okay, Poog listener, of course, you are beloved.
Love you and we're a family.
You are the masses that are required, okay? But the rogue, the unexpected listener, the truck driver, I continue to return to and fetishize.
I know.
Okay?
Of course.
Just out there on the road, bump, bump, bump. Okay, stopping. Anyway, so, well, okay, hi.
I'm
sorry. So I go, frankly, he loved it. And even when he wasn't laughing, you know, when from behind you can see someone's cheeks, like,
oh
their
my
cheek goes
God.
Up enough like a back angle, you can fully see it. It was lifted. It was
Heaven.
The cheeks were erect and skyward. Okay.
Yeah.
And just cackling. Okay. It was like the best. And yes, I said it's my podcast. I won't lie. Okay?
Yes, of course. You have to.
I was soaring and I had to. And at the end, like, you know, and I was like also doing this, like, I'm sorry, this is so whatever. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
of course.
Sorry. But
yeah.
And then I was like, I was so worried for him that I was gonna get out of the it was Lyft. And actually he told me explicitly how Lyft is. It's not just pink. It is better for the drivers by 1,000,000,000 things. It's real.
Really? 1,000,000,000?
Go Lyft based on my driver. Like Uber, like, you know, you remember that, right? Like, you remember it was like Lyft's better
for
the
driver? No, I
remember
I made the permanent transfer to Lyft, but I know Lyft is still hell, but yeah. I guess
well, that
better.
Was the thing. I was like, it was one of those things that almost became like, and so like, actually, another both how like Abe Books is owned by Amazon or whatever. Right? It was one of those.
And I've heard you all be like, apologies. Yeah. And
we were like,
I'm going to find the
weeping
the true
Abe.
Independent online bookseller.
I think there's one called like, fuck. I can't remember.
Go to your local bookstore, have them order it for you.
Yes. It's called How to Weep in Public.
You know, it's the urgency. The urgency, the convenience, it's like very rarely do we truly need the book the next day, right? You're like, I want to read it now.
Totally.
Let the bookstore order it for you. Wait.
Okay. And then you get to have another trip into the store and you get to go next time I come, because if you're at the bookstore, you go, next time I come, I'm going to go to the cheese shop next door. You see what I'm saying? You get to plan the next trip. I'm saying that because there was a cheese shop right next to the bookstore in the town where I grew up. Can you imagine a cheese shop? I mean,
beautiful.
Not that those don't exist. They do, but... So, okay, hold on. Take me back.
So you're talking about the driver and listening to
Poog. Oh, yeah. So I'm like, and I'm so worried that I was going to leave the Lyft and my name was instantly going to disappear from the, you know, account for security.
You'd never find Poog.
You'd never know. And so I literally was like, are you familiar with Goop? Okay.
Okay, love it. Yeah.
I was like trying
was
to
he?
Like, I don't know. I had to barrel forward because we were only 30
totally.
Seconds. T minus 30 for me getting out of the car. And so I was like, you familiar with Goop? Gwyneth Paltrow. I was like, we're sort of like, literally I went with that pitch just to get the name.
Yeah.
Like I was like, so we're Poog. Screaming. I mean, I was
Goop
soaring.
Backwards.
It was after a show.
Yeah, of course.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Goop backwards. Poog. You know, I was like, he'll never be able to find it. My name has disappeared. Whatever. So I was worried before him, but
Okay,
take me back. So, are you ready?
Okay, so the thread.
I played it in the Uber brazenly.
Okay.
Because this is our text thread. I go, the derangement around food shame mixed with determined to get what I want must discuss. Okay? Okay, so then I go, I'm telling you, I go, I just ordered two salads, steak, and a charcuterie board. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Yumbo, I said.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm explaining to you. So basically I go to the guy, I go, you know, I think I'll also do the baby lettuce salad because, and I felt this need to like explain because I'd already gotten to my main dish and my order. And so I'm like, whatever. And I was like, because, and this is me fighting with myself. I go, because I want to. Can I finish the sentence like that for person? And then he loved it. He chuckled amiably, right? It's like 11 o'clock.
So, hey, I don't understand.
Sorry, I'm in a hotel in Philadelphia.
You ordered the main and then he said, and I'm going to add a salad. Is that what is happening?
So I've ordered one salad.
Okay.
I've ordered a charcuterie appetizer.
Yeah.
I've ordered the peppercorn steak, which by the way, is a scourge. The peppercorn in the room service it's always drenched in peppercorn. I got to stop trying to make steak happen at the hotel rooms, I think. But it's so like...
What's wrong with drenched in peppercorn? It's so fucking good. By the way, I'm all ready because I am going to jar. I'm going to pop in with a quick jar.
Okay.
Love jar so much, as we know, to say that I'm poo. By the way, love jar. It's like, we know. But I'm going this week. And Suzanne Tracht, who could be listening right now.
Oh my God.
As we all know, the lychee martini is back on the menu at Jar because of Poog.
Amazing.
And she texted me and she was like, when are you coming in for your goddamn martini? Can you believe?
And then you texted back, CCing me on text to get me into this conversation.
Well, no, we're going
back.
Wait,
you didn't. I have no connection to the chef at Jar independently.
I thought you were on the road, bitch.
No, I'm not talking about being invited to Jar. I'm talking about being on the text thread with the chef. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this, you know, yeah, you know, I need direct contact. Okay, I need to form my own relationship. So the point is, it's post, I'm starving and I'm like, I'm scared because, I had two nights of room service post show in this hotel. Okay. Night one, I order a Caesar salad and a burger with no bun. All right. And a side of spinach. Okay. And I think that was it. And I eat it and I'm still starving.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm starving. And so, I go through this whole fucking thing of how am I going to get takeout past the front desk? Who knows, like, that I just ordered a full meal and ate it.
Oh no. You felt shame.
I felt shame. I also felt like I feel bad for them that like they're going to think like I was dissatisfied by their meal. Like, okay. And, right. And I'm this like woman who comes down in the elevator, like scrambling towards the door to try to intercept, you know, my delivery. It's just a whole thing. But I will not go hungry in the night. I mean, are you fucking kidding?
Not. Of course not.
And room service like ended, I think, around 11 or something. So, which I continue to say, are you a hotel if you don't serve hot food through the night?
I know.
I mean, like literally, what the hell? Like you're disempowered. You're not
right,
at
right,
home.
Because in your home, you can get in home. You can always get food.
And so to be in a hotel room, starving with nothing but a jar of jelly beans, okay?
Oh no. Such a
sad though this
feeling.
Is like, as though it's to tide you over till morning. Like,
yeah.
And when, you know, check-ins at 4 and like, these are the food out. I just, anyway, so I end up going, I'm in Philly, I'll order this cheesesteak, bunless. Okay. So it's a series of bunless
so it's
meals.
Just folds
one after
of
the
meat.
Next.
Yeah.
Okay. And I order it and I just fucking head down.
Yeah.
You know?
Good girl.
Oh, the 11:15 alarm goes again and it's sitting there and I get it and I bring it up and whatever. Fine. So night two, I'm going, I can't go through all that again. I'm going to step up the order and I order a salad. I order this charcuterie appetizer. I say appetizer because that's how they framed it. Okay. Then I order the steak. I go, not fucking around tonight. And there's a question of a shrimp cocktail happening. I'm there. Okay. And again, I'm posing that and I'm backing out and it's all over the place on the call. Like just my desire is laid bare. And there's this sort of chuckling voice on the other end that I have like, you know, that's just everything I need in this moment. Okay. It's just, you don't have to justify it to me.
Yeah, totally.
Sounds great.
Of course.
Okay.
Come on.
He says those words.
Wow.
Okay. And it sounds like it's going too far, but it wasn't. He heard me go, I mean, you know what? I am going to do something crazy. I'm going to order another salad.
Yeah.
Like a second salad in addition. And it's a fucking salad. Like, you know, like whatever. But it's like, because I'm afraid it's going to be, they're like tender baby lettuce gems. I'm like, if this is 4 leaves.
Yeah, we're fucked.
And I couldn't risk changing salads. The Caesar was pretty hearty.
Yeah.
If tonight I ordered the baby gem and it was minuscule.
Right.
I go, I should have gotten the Caesar. So my only option was to. So I go, he goes, you don't have to justify it to me. And I go, and then I, whatever, steak, the whole thing. I'm like, that was great. Then knock, knock, knock. And it opens the door and a face just reveals this is the man I was talking to. Okay.
Delivering the food.
Yeah. And I go, oh no. So the intimacy of bringing one's food into one's room. Okay. I can't believe, first of all, that it's even still, like, I think that's going to, like, it's going to go away. Like, a murder shall happen, whatever it is. It's it's insane that particularly a man is going to come into my room.
Oh my God. I mean,
at 11:30 p.m.
Yeah.
And I'm there utterly vulnerable, like
nude.
You know what I mean? And
oh,
it's
well,
so
the amount,
fucking
when
like,
I was
intimate.
When I was having the best 21 days when I was at the Ludlow.
Yes.
Which, by the way, I need the Ludlow people to hear this and I'm going to send them this episode. So I had a someone in the entertainment industry say to me, I'm going to New York. I was going to stay at the Bowery, but should I stay at the Ludlow? So I want to be clear. The Bowery is a more expensive, more, you know, high level hotel. Because of the work we've done promoting the Ludlow, they thought the Ludlow was preferred to the Bowery. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
So this person, for whom money is not an object,
right,
was going to go, oh, I guess I'll pivot to the Ludlow.
Wow.
So I'm just saying that now. We're going to send in the episode and the friendly rates, which they have been lovely about.
Yes.
I want Skybox.
They've been lovely. I was supposed to stay there this week and I had to cancel.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're not going to believe what happened to me.
What? What?
No, it's not that big a deal, but I booked a hotel somewhere and had to cancel and then forgot and didn't cancel.
No.
And I paid $700 that I can't get back.
Oh, no.
Anyway, and I go...
Yeah, that's hard.
Okay, sorry. Okay, anyway, boring. Okay. But I need you to know.
So we love the Ludlow. But I'm saying when I was at the Ludlow having the best time ever.
Yes.
And, you know, the salad there, unbelievable. The kale sunchoke salad with chicken. I got it with shrimp. It was exquisite. But there were nights where I'd be fresh out of the shower, pink-cheeked, clinging the robe across my bare breast. And in comes the room service. And yeah, it's extremely intimate. And also I was staying in a teeny room. So it's like you open the door and the bed's right there. It's like, just throw it. Yeah. Just throw it right there.
Yeah.
And everyone was lovely. It was fine. But it is an intensely intimate exchange. And if you know the person that you just had the breathy conversation on the phone with.
Yes.
Wrestling with food, which is of course a deeply sensual topic. You're talking about hunger. You're talking about shame. Yeah,
desire.
It's inherently erotic.
Taking something in.
And someone's saying, no, it's fine. Let it happen. Surrender to your desires.
Right. I mean, technically he could come in there and go, you don't have to justify anything to me, you know, or anyone in this world. Okay. It just, he looked at me with a familiarity. So I realized like I was anticipating someone else bringing it up. And what I realized is I'm completely comfortable with both of those intimacies happening independently. Okay. But combined is too much.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret and hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical-grade materials, these patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start. This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first-time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to akalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's akalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover-free life.
Want to know one of my favorite sounds? Here it is.
That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel.
And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching.
So you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Babbel is convenient. Kate and I talk about it all the time.
Love the way Babbel helps you for those quick real-world interactions.
Like how to order food or ask for directions. How to have a decent conversation with a merchant.
And who doesn't want to go on vacation and know the language?
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners.
Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/poog. Get 60% off at babbel.com/poog.
Spelled babbel.com/poog. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The reason I pulled up this text thread is so I could talk about your whole thing.
Okay,
here it is. July, jar, us. First of all, okay?
Oh, I texted you that.
Yes, okay. Okay, just all of a sudden you. Is it possible that my hormones have shifted or something horrible has happened? I am suddenly gaining weight. Like I ate so clean the last few days because of colonic. Ordinarily, I would feel that. A skirt I wore a month ago is too tight to wear. Or is it simple? I've gained a few. Like 4 pounds. I'm scared. And my pauses are between individual texts, right? So like 4 pounds. I'm scared. Because I know my eating and I haven't been going hard. Me. You're scared something's quote wrong. You're a jackass. Kate Berlin. I get so paranoid about stomach disorders. Ha 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 ha. Jacqueline. Ha, ha ha ha. You. Like suddenly I have an overproduction or underproduction of some enzyme or some shit. Me. Oh my God, you wish. Caperlin. It's probably not even 5 pounds, but it feels awful. The skirt not fitting is rocking me. I go, ha. Caperlin. Dressing to go to a party and sad. I wore it a month ago. I looked at a calendar. Okay, I go, I mean, you're minuscule. You have acres to gain before it's meaningful, noticeable. Caperlin, sure, but for me. Me, I said you. Caperlin, it sucks. Okay, me. Oh, eh. I mean, you normally stay the same with absolutely no conscious efforts to measure anything. Okay, yeah. Is what I'm saying. So I'm saying to mean like, anyway, and you go, exactly. Like, I just stay. Okay. Me, welcome to the world. You barreling ahead, and I can eat out and shit. Okay. I go, welcome to my world. I go, is my point. And you, what the fuck though? Something has, all caps, changed? 4 question marks. I go, working out maybe.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're hungry or something, right? And you go, and I've had these stomach issues lately, etc. What the fuck? Exactly, that's the change. I go, single.
Yeah.
Caperlin, that's making me gain 7 question marks, okay? Me, no sex. Food in place of sex.
Yeah.
You, I had months no sex, but still thin. Interesting, maybe. And I go, working out and becoming ravenous. You, right. Baking the batch of brownies, for example, M dash, weird behavior. Me, 2,000 extra calories a week is like a pound. Okay. You, 4 dinners out next week, a house I'll become. OMG, really?
Crying.
Okay, that's easy. I've just gained a few. Haha. Yes. My fear was / is that it's like, comma, medical. An issue. Because I ate so healthy last few days. No drinking, etc. Me, 4 pounds could be water weight. Is micro. You, I know it's not significant. Me, small people fluctuate like that in a day. The average adult's weight fluctuates up to 5 or 6 pounds per day. That was a copy and paste from Google, that second fact, by the way.
Yeah.
You, my waist is a square. Okay, my waist is a square. And then, no way. I go, yes. Do you weigh yourself a lot? Sounds like you gained a few, you dumb bitch. And you never weigh yourself. All you do is writhe naked. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, you go, never. Ha ha ha, cackling. I go, there's a reason other people measure in 62 apps.
Oh my God.
I'm like, because it's nearly impossible to maintain weight unless your life is super regimented in one exact way. Talk to me if you gained 30 and truly don't know why. Okay. And you go, totally. It's actually so obvious. My show ended. It's that simple, LOL.
Oh my God.
I'm like, yeah, most people have a range of clothes, looser and fitter for this. Except Mr. Rogers, who's obsessed with maintaining his weight at that number, 123 or whatever the love number is. Yeah.
It's so funny.
And then this is primo Caperland. Just what's sad is I felt so good emotionally the last few days. I go, it's not sad. Which I'm just going to lean into. Oh, right. Earlier you'd said to me, you know, because I'd said like, but you were like, I was thin and I was like, you were really stressed. You were like, yeah, I was mentally ill and so thin. Yeah. And so like, I'm like, you're mentally ill now too. He, he. You're like, ha, ha, ha. I'm like, you probably look better. You're like, truth. Okay. And then I go, I got to work out. It's been a few days. Mood is tanking. More later. So I go off to work out. I have a soaring workout with Tracy because I'm back in LA briefly. So I'm in here. I'm with the heat and humidity. It's heaven. Okay. I come out of my workout. I see all caps from Caperland. I'm moments from leaving house and the button literally popped off my top when I bent down.
Incredible.
I go, haha, send a pic. You send this pic of you just furious in front of a mirror with the bottom button from your vest gone.
Yeah.
Bionic Jim arriving apparently. Gonna get hard on that.
Okay, so this is amazing. And this, and by the way, it's really interesting because Jacqueline, as you know, I was like, we can't even talk about this on Pooh because it's like mega like eating disorder trigger. I'm like deeply fortunate. I've never struggled with an eating disorder. Aside, it's when I always say just the baseline like body obsession anorexia that everyone born into this culture has, you know?
Yes.
But it's so funny. And my fear of a medical condition. That's the thing. I was worried. It wasn't even like, I was like, something is wrong. Like I've got hormone imbalance, like here it comes or something. So I'm reminded of what Rihanna was saying about, she was like, there's my tour body. There's my off tour body. Mm. There's my, you know, and it's like, oh yeah, of course, like these fluctuations. And I started to worry truly. I was like, that something was wrong. And these are micro fluctuations due to obvious lifestyle changes that are fine. And I will never, and again, I don't own a scale. I don't play that game.
Right.
But we all know that. I feel like it's a deeply human just when the pants that felt like heaven, suddenly they're painful and it feels unmanageable to live.
The thing is like, what I think you and me enjoy and are sharing here is
sisterly intimacy.
Yes. The freedom with the close friend to not speak the language of the culture. You know what I mean?
No, completely. And to be able, and again, I'm not truly, thank God, I'm not like truly struggling, right? This isn't like, but no, it's the sisterly, me being able to send you a picture of my ass and to not just fall into this hyper surveillance controlled language of, well, this is damaging and women shouldn't talk about their bodies this way. And we shouldn't, it's like, no, it's completely okay to be like, my skirt's tight. I want to throw myself off the deck. That's just, you know, to try to somehow suggest that those emotions should be eliminated or somehow like, it's just like, go to hell. It's like, we're strong. Like, it's like, that's okay. If we can feel those things, then it'll also be fine.
Yeah.
And I would argue expressing them and being able to laugh uncontrollably at one's madness and at the sickness is deeply, to use this overused word, healing, but it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I'm so grateful to you because you freed me and it was great. And I'm like, everything is totally great.
Well, to just go on the path with like to me, it's sort of similar. Like I guess what it is like the intimacy of bitching about your problems with a friend and those problems are small, personal. Like it's like with the friend, you can drop all of that. Well, of course we know that, you know, this is all whatever. You know what I mean? Like you just drop the fucking shit and get real. Like, so it would be like, you could say to the friend that you're devastated about something that, like, it'd be like, you know, I have a pimple. I'm a fucking like hog. You know what I mean? I'm disgusting. Yeah. I don't deserve like to live or something like that. Like, whatever. Yeah. And it's like, it wouldn't be like, well, wow, what you're saying.
You have your health. You have your.
It's really offensive to all women.
Of course. Yeah.
Or whatever.
It's like, so belittling.
And it's like to get real and into the specific problems of your friend, whatever that friend's problems are. Like, if that friend's problems are like, you know, whatever, their yacht got scratched. I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? It's like you go on the emotional journey with the friend. because that's their world. And it would be disgusting not to.
Yeah, exactly. A scratch on the yacht, greater perspective. But
yeah,
mourning the scratch on the yacht, it's like the person still needs a friend or a close confidant to go, fuck.
You have to go, and because it's like the dramas that are playing out in any given life are the dramas of that day, you know?
Yeah, like, and I'm like, thank God, I'm not, when I'm texting all this, I'm not truly beside myself, right? It's a beautiful intimacy to share and the freedom from being medical, because truly, even still, I'm like, I was like looking at the calendar. I was like, oh, this is going to be like, this is the week that like something, I had some horrible like stomach acid shift and then my life was permanently changed. And I was scared. Yeah. Here's why I was really scared, because as we know, I have zero dietary, I have no allergens or restrictions.
You've been unable to locate a dietary restriction despite efforts.
Exactly, unable to locate. And I've always been so grateful that I can really eat anything and feel fine. Like I really don't. And so I was like, oh my God, is it starting? Is this going to be the fucking turning point where it's like, right, oh, actually, if I eat a lot of gluten, then I'm really struggling. It's like, I can't live like that. So that was a lot of my concern. I was like, because I don't restrict and I don't have dietary like inflammation like points. Yeah. I was like, oh no, is it now I'm now joining that world?
Joining, yeah,
like,
welcome.
I can't.
Like when you with the pimple being like, oh, I have to think about like hurrying to wash my face after my workout. Like what?
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret and hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical-grade materials, these patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start. This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first-time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to akalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's akalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover-free life.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
So we all know I was making the deep chocolate walnut.
What was that called? Moon dreams?
God bless. The moon juice.
Oh.
Moon juice makes my favorite chia pudding, I'll say. I went and got some yesterday. It's unbelievable chia pudding. And also, if you happen to be near a moon juice location, they have happy hour.
What?
Every day you can go get a green juice for like half off because it's going to expire the next day.
Well, pick me up. There's one not that far.
Isn't that fabulous? You can get, yesterday I got a beautiful green juice for like, I don't know, $5. Fucking rules. Okay, anyway.
Listen to me here.
So something that I made, this is months ago. I saw this. I don't even know where I was looking. I saw this article called The Life-Changing Loaf of Bread. And then it had this picture of a beautiful rustic looking loaf that's made with seeds, nuts, you know, it's like a no knead kind of bread. You don't have to knead it. And I was like, I'm going to fucking make it. So I did.
No yeast?
No. So I'm here to say it's fucking beautiful. I will be posting the recipe on Poog, of course, along with photos of myself making it. Now listen to me. I'm going to read you the ingredients. So you put in sunflower seeds, flax seeds, hazelnuts or almonds or any nut.
My God.
Some oats, some chia seeds, psyllium husk, some salt, 1 tablespoon of maple syrup. You do some melted coconut oil or ghee. That's all. You mix it in a loaf pan. You put it in the fucking oven. It's so simple. And I have to say, rustic, gorgeous, high fiber, high nutrition.
How much oats?
I knew that was me, your concern. A cup and a half.
Of any oats?
I mean, this says rolled oats. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So oats like those. Quaker.
I did a glyphosate.
Interesting. You got to be careful when you bake with psyllium husk, if I'm correct.
Really?
It can turn things purple if you don't get the right kind or something. This is like an old keto thing.
Well, I use psyllium husk powder, but I just want to say I'm going to post photos of the bread. I'm probably now going to make this bread for the rest of my life. I instantly flashed to myself in my 80s.
Yeah.
A consistency across all life. And it's really beautiful. And, you know, I have some in the freezer. I've been enjoying it in the morning with some avocado on it. Absolutely sublime, beautiful, and makes you feel like you're in the Renaissance.
Mm.
Girl with the pearl earring level.
Yeah. Vermeer.
Instantly Vermeer.
Light pouring through. I read that book, that like historical fiction book. Oh, right. It was The Girl with the Pearl Earring was also the name of the book. Based on her. Look at me blasting my nose with lemur intrigue.
Very cool. I'm blasting under the eye, continuing to twitch. If my eye is twitching tomorrow, I'm texting my doctor, I decided.
You're pathetic.
Jacqueline, it's been a month. a month of under the eye flutter. Twitch. Not a twitch, a flutter under the eye. Involuntary spasms for a month.
I mean, what, all day, every day?
Not all day, but consistently throughout the day. The last time I remember I had an eye twitch that wasn't like this, because they do say stress can bring it on.
They sure do.
And sure, there's been emotional stresses, of course. And I remember the last time, not to be too Hollywood about it, but I had an eye twitch leading up to when I was taping my special in 2019.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, I guess there is like emotional stress that's causing this, like that I maybe am not fully. Right? You know what's fascinating? That we actually do have a subconscious. This is what I'm starting to realize.
You could text your daughter or get off of caffeine.
No, just that my brazen attitudes that I know my shadow stuff, subconscious, I know it. No, Kate, there are things that you do that you actually cannot understand.
Mm.
Like the arrogance of my belief that I somehow have knowledge of my own subconscious. Mm. And this is what my life is about right now, is actually mining that material. Like the eye twitch, right? Oh, there could be subconscious, there could be material that I'm sifting through on a level that I can't consciously acknowledge. And my brazen attitude that I know what's going on.
No.
That I know myself.
By knowing the word subconscious.
Yeah.
You think because you sign up for Jungian, okay, therapy, and you think because you're familiar and accept the fact that, like, yeah, this is the thing. You're like, well, clearly it's an unconscious, like clearly it's my unconscious or my subconscious desire to, that was like the Freud-Jung distinction, I think. Freud said unconscious.
Yeah.
Jung said subconscious, I think, because it's like, down there and it's conscious. It's not conscious.
Yeah.
It's just sub this consciousness, right? But it was we always think like, oops, that was clearly like, or clearly like unconsciously I was didn't want him to come over. And so, you know, and it's like, you knew you didn't want him to come over. Like if it's truly the shadow.
You cannot
fucking
see it. If
it's truly that which you do not wish to see, you do not see. So
exactly.
I mean, the only dignity around that is to acknowledge that there's unconscious stuff. The moment that you try to go like, I know what it is and here's what it is, you've made yourself a fool because you're doing what cannot be done.
No, and I've operated in that. I've been like, no, I know the issues. I know the stuff. I know the shadow stuff. I know the stuff lurking. And it's like, we move through our lives and there is shit that we fucking cannot see that is our behavior is structured around.
Right.
It's fascinating. Anyway, so I'm trying to kind of get into that stuff, and the eye twitch could be due to subconscious material that I have not allowed to surface to the conscious.
I dreamt of an owl.
Ooh.
Yeah.
This is good because
I think it had a, are you ready? Third eye. Damn.
Ooh. My dreams have been, my dream journaling now in the morning, they're so much longer. The density of the dreams.
Interesting.
Anyway, yeah.
No, I wanted to say, I'm going to have to, so my Lima almost went missing 6 times during this trip. And I've decided I cannot fuck around.
You still have the sticker on it, I see.
Interesting. I guess I just want to preserve the feeling of it being new. Maybe I should take it off so no one fucking steals it. Sees what it is.
Yeah.
I just found it this morning outside.
No.
Like I left it there because I try to bring it with me everywhere. Yeah. So I go, I'm going to go outside for a few hours. Might as well grab the Lima. Yeah. You know, like I do that. So I find it under my like patio table, like, lying there. And I have to get serious about this. I'm sure I've brought this up before, but with all of my devices or small items, yeah. I'm going to get a huge feather boa in a bright color and I'm going to glue it to the edge.
The Lima?
So for example, the Lima will have a 5-foot feather boa attached to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Got it.
My phone needs
it. You'll never lose it.
Never lose it. I need to be able to glance across a room and have a huge bright color. I cannot operate with small items like this.
Yeah.
I got off the plane. I decided to do one of those like quick checks. Okay. Like just glance back at my seat to see if there was anything left by.
Yeah.
Left behind.
Oh no.
Black pouch with every hard drive of everything I've ever digitized in my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
The contents of every computer. And it was there. And I grabbed it.
Oh my God.
Because I decided I was going to go through all footage on a single plane ride.
Oh Christ.
So feather boa for the community. I thought that was a huge tip.
Phone boa.
Oh yeah. Phone boa.
Wow.
My neck has gone. My neck is gone. Okay, I've decided it's hit.
Jacqueline texted me today. The neck is gone. And I said, no.
There's just no way to really protect it. The skin is too fucking thin down there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's more. I'm on a fucking serious product. I have new serious product rabid interests right now.
What?
Okay.
What?
Let's see. So I was on Violet Gray.
By the way, you were going to report back about the stem cells that you're using topically and that you like them. And I want them now.
Well, I sent you a couple photos throughout the week going through.
Yeah, you looked airbrushed at the airport.
When a product works.
Eye twitching beyond.
It is shocking.
Shocking.
When it is a notable difference, a notable.
Fuck.
Now, I'm not just talking about the difference between like my skin before a moisturizer and after it 10 minutes later, which
yeah.
I hate nothing more than when you're reading the skincare promises and it says, you know, 85% of users felt skin looked more hydrated, plump, and da da da. And I'm like,
yeah,
after they put it on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like literally after they put it on, I'm like, that like counts. It's like,
but Jacqueline,
yeah,
I need the stem cells.
I mean, before I go down the path, I need to do a little research about, there's plant stem cells. So it's a question. Are those anything?
The plant ones?
Plant-based. Do I have to go down this thing of, you know, okay, they get them from the sheep that they're taking the wool from. And a lot of people think the wool industry itself is fucked. So just the fact that they're these wool sheep that after they die or whatever, you know, I don't know. I don't know the answer. All I know is the material that I got, the serum I got at my facialist that was said to be stem cell, I used it throughout the week and it's doing something. I noticed that BR has one. It says placenta.
I'm sure. To see results in a week.
Yeah.
Whoa. That is not a joke.
I put it in the mini bar fridge when I'd arrive at a hotel.
Huh.
The serum and then this rose water serum like mix.
Mm.
And I'd leave it in there so it was nice and cool. And apparently, like, you know, you're not supposed to get it super hot. It's like kind of like an item you'd ideally refrigerate, but obviously you're going to travel with it, whatever.
You're reminding me, I need to buy more sheet masks for travel to have it in the fridge. Nothing better.
Yeah, tucking it into the mini bar.
That is the ultimate. By the way, because I'm going to be traveling
for
about a month. Not bringing the Lima, already decided. Not doing that. Not bringing my Zip.
No, like it's not what it's about.
No, because it's just like, okay, like 21 days. Like
No,
I'm not going to. And I'm trying to really be diligent about not packing too heavy.
Right.
You know what's coming? Guasha and some sheet masks. And then I'll just do it.
I heard from someone that they went to Kosha Spa based on us talking about it on Poog. And I was like, what? Because I can't get an appointment. Mm-hmm. You know, like I just want to go. And they said it was amazing.
Yeah.
I looked, I tried to get an appointment. It's like put in your date. And then it's like today, tomorrow. And nothing. I want it.
I'm going to go to Face Gym to collect that free facial soon. I booked a facial with Sunday Skincare in New York, whom I love, for a microcurrent.
You just keep texting me the word microcurrent recently. Why are you so convinced that's it?
So I used to do microcurrent religiously every four
weeks.
With
the facialist.
And then pandemic, with Lori. Pandemic ended everything.
Right.
And my mother, also religious microcurrent.
But how often would you be doing it? Once every couple months?
Once a month.
Okay.
Every 4 weeks. Boom.
I just think if it's stimulating muscle, I don't know. I just think zipping every day for 3 minutes
would probably be. Well, interesting.
As good.
Every day. Yeah. I got to get the zip back out. The zip is real.
Like to me, that's like working out once a month. Mm. Working out really hard once a month.
No, I think it's real. I think it really, every 2 weeks, I think the most I saw, who was it? I think it's Lacey Phillips. I saw her being like, I get microcurrent every 2 weeks. And I was like, well, damn, that's a luxury. That's nice.
You sent me something with the TENS pads, like, you sent me like a bionic gym face thing that looked interesting. It was like bionic gym for the face.
Oh yeah, M face.
Yeah.
And I was like, how do we get M face? I actually, I messaged them and I said, could Jacqueline Novak and I come in for M face and we'll discuss it on the podcast.
Oh my God.
Let's see if they responded. Can you imagine if they had?
Well, I think we might
devastating.
Take a trip to our old friends at CL Spa where they have Biologique Recherche products. I might try to get back in there. They treated us very well.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed the BR facial. Did you get the facial that day?
Oh, yeah.
We went and they lay down like that cheesecloth on your face. Yes. And then they paint this mask on, the BR mask. And then it sort of sets and then they lift it off like by lifting off the cheesecloth kind of, right? Does that not ring familiar?
I don't know. Not exactly.
There's salsa on my blanket. It finally happened. My white throw that I use on my couch.
You spilled?
Yeah, last night.
Yeah.
The darkest salsa you could imagine. Just peppers that have just the darkest peppers ground into them. And
Poblano.
And it just, I'm still never so happy as I am when it's time to eat and watch TV. It just continues. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It's the best.
And then like, what else am I? I've been adding something else. Magnesium I've been doing.
Oh, yeah.
Colostrum I started yesterday. Convinced it'll save the neck.
In your mouth or on your face?
In the mouth.
A supplement.
Yeah. That's how they were pitching it.
And Lima does have a supplement that we would like to try. Didn't they say they were going to send the supplement?
Yeah, and yet mailbox empty.
Interesting. Let this be a warning.
I certainly let this be a warning. Oh, you know, it's, you know what? I paid to get my teeth whitened in office and then follow up each day with like 10 days of doing it.
Oh, yeah. How's the pain?
I literally like couldn't take it. And so I'm sitting here with my 10-day kit, which you're supposed to use immediately.
Because of the pain?
Because of the sensitivity and the zingers.
Oh, I just, it's terrible.
I hate it. I hate the feeling.
You can't do that. You can't do that. It's horrible.
So I don't know. It's just going to have to be the teeth are what the teeth are, maybe.
The teeth are what the teeth
are.
You
know what? Why the hell isn't there a little paint on? Little paint on white tooth, like makeup for the tooth.
Like white out?
Yeah. Even just lasts a single night. I know they have like, you occasionally see like, they're like teeth brightener.
Oh, wait, this is reminding me. I had a friend who I watched her get ready one night and she brushed her teeth with this special toothpaste. It turns your mouth like black and it's supposed to offer like a temporary white.
It's not charcoal?
I'm going to find out.
It's not the charcoal toothpaste?
It's charcoal, but it's something else. It's like a...
Okay, interesting.
It's more medical.
Really? And it does it for the night?
Yeah. It's like not promising long-lasting results.
That's great. Because we shouldn't have to drink coffee through a straw.
No, of course not.
You know?
No.
They're like, don't eat anything that stains your teeth, like blueberries or coffee. And I'm like, well, there goes my life.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not giving up blueberries for that. Okay, we got to go.
All right, love you.
Okay, love you.
That was Poog. If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
The din of Vancouver hags. Who will join me at what many have called my spiritual and artistic wedding in New York City at Town Hall, June 8th and 9th for the taping of Get on Your Knees? Tickets are for purchase at jokesnovak.com, JOKESNOVAK.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret
and hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical grade materials, these patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start. This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first-time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to akalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's akalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover-free life.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.